Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel for another Sabbath, for another day in His Sabbath, man, bringing us one day closer to the Sabbath. Oh, my God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here. I want to say welcome everyone to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joe Bizzio. Come to see me in the Bible study class. And today, man, we still in that creation, man. You know, we still on the first day, right? You know, I mean, we already been like, what, almost three-thirds of the year? Almost a quarter of the of this year, and we still in the first? Yeah. The first chapter. And be honest about it, if you really paid attention to everything he did in the first chapter, you'd probably be in there a lot longer. I want to say Shabbat Shalom, Absalom Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom Shalom.
Shalom Shalom. Everybody else, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom. I'm going to say today we're dealing with that creation, the first day. The
Shalom.
First day of creation. Shalom.
Shalom, brother. How you doing? Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shalom.
Hey, good to hear from you. Family. Appreciate it. Thank God.
Shabbat shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat shalom.
Like I said, man, this creation is a heavy piece. Last week, we kind of got off into how he created the earth on the first day. A lot of us will, you know, our minds dictate that the earth was created on the third day. No. He called things out of the earth on the third day. And, but the earth is literally created before the sun. You know, the earth was literally created before every other planet ever. It only makes sense because the earth represents a woman. The earth has a feminine entity in its name. And it only makes sense because, well, I'm being redundant, but it makes sense why? Because the earth gave birth to everything. So it would be a feminine entity. And then it's going to give birth to everlasting or eternity. You see? This is that thing. So it gives this, what we dealt with last week is bringing the earth into existence. Like, we have this thing in between us called everlasting. Well, what was before everlasting? We know God is in the beginning. We know he created eternity. But what was there before that? The Lord allowed us to go all the way back and found out that the earth and heaven was back there. And him and the Father. And the angels wasn't even there. He did all that himself. You see? So this is that thing, man. This is a beautiful thing that God has done. He's created this earth to live, to be forever. It rejuvenated itself just like we do. It got an eternal flame that burns just like we do. Well, we at 96.8. An invisible eternal flame that keeps us warm and motivated and molded. Just like this earth is powered by lava within itself. Just like our bodies is powered by blood within itself, pumping warm 96.8 whatever blood flow, just like the earth. What we don't give the earth credit for is for being eternal. And that's what we're created from. So, hey, man, let's get started. Let's go into... let's get us a scripture. We're going to stand faith, Jerusalem, brothers and sisters. If my brothers, if you can uncover your head, and my sisters, if you can cover your heads, and we stand and approach the Father.
And the fifth angel sounded, and the star fall, and the star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented for 5 months. And their torment was like what the torment of a scorpion was when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and the teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as if it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots, of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Revelation 9, verse 1 through 10.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us of our debts as we give our debts to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth full physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit, and give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth the Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them also a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies and doing forever.
Amen.
So let's start this where we started all that, man. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 1. And read down to the 5.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness and called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Okay, now, here's the thing. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. See, the earth wasn't created on the third day. It was created during the time of eternity. That's why this part of the creation, this will make us eternal. Technically, we are eternal because our mother is eternal, which is the earth. And yeah, I do refer to the earth as a feminine entity. I can because what the word of God do. And then it said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Well, first and foremost, let's look at this. Let's look at the earth for what it is. Let's go on to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. And
Isaiah 26 and what?
17.
Like as a woman with a child that draws near the time of her delivery is in pain and cries out in pain, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind, we have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. Shall they arise, awake, and sing? Ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain.
You see that? See, we haven't came up out the ground yet. It's going to happen. But we're going through it. So I know our patience will be running out, and I know mine has ran out several times, right? But still holding on. And like a woman with a child, this is what he's calling the earth. Like a woman with a child is ready to be delivered. He's talking about those coming up in the first resurrection. He said that dead shall wake. And the earth shall no longer cover her slain. He said, the earth, for the Lord cometh out of this place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. So the earth is a feminine entity. And it only makes sense because the earth gave birth to everything. And it makes sense even more so why a woman, when she's having labor pain, you look at the earth when it's giving forth birth, right? You look at the lava and when the earth is giving birth to the earth, like lava bring forth earth. And what do that do? Well, first of all, it's sending off this hot fire through the planet, which would be a woman's soul. Then you got the water breaking, right? Because the water got to be first. Then the lava come out of the water, which would be the earth. You got hot and cold. You got steam coming off of the earth in the water. That body is percolating, is bringing forth. That's what the earth do. And so does a woman. She do the exact same thing. So we see now that the Lord referred to all of us as this, as the earth. So we are a reflection of the woman, our mother, the earth. He's from heaven, right? We're created from the earth. So everything the earth got, we got. You can find our DNA in everything under the sun. because we were created from this. They want to say this is a big goof, but you don't put together an instrument like a human being and say that's a mistake. You got to have a whole lot of science in your head and a whole lot of smarts to say that you can look in the mirror and say, I'm a goof, and it just happened. Exactly. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to that one, right? Let's go back to one, and let's pick it up at verse one. Look what he said. Let's read that. Stick at one and one, and we're going to break down one, and let's go break down one and two, all right?
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Stop. So now we see the earth is without form. Well, like I said, if the earth is without form, then that means at some point we're without form. Well, of course, you look at when a woman is conceived, the minute she's pregnant, it's a life there, but it's without form. Same thing. It's no order there. But then this wonderful instrument that we call a human body start taking form according to the law. And start doing things. Look what else he said. Read three.
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Stop. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. And let's pick it up at 23.
For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. The reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman.
Okay, hold up. That's good. He said, for the commandment is a lamp, the law is light. So when he said that there be light, he was talking about he brought law into the earth. The earth was without form. Well, that's the same thing with us. Before he met us, we were without light. We was without form. You know, I didn't think anything about not eating pork. I didn't think anything about the Sabbath days. I didn't think anything of that because I wasn't formed. But then when you start reading the Word of God, then you start getting to be formed in His image, then you start picking up His person. And then you start realizing He said, oh, He's really talking about us being formed. Well, how do you get formed? By the commandments. Without law, there is disorder. There is chaos. There's mass confusion. So he said, the earth was without form. Let me read the definition of form. Form. The shape or structure of an object, okay? And then it goes on and says, the bodily or outward appearance of a person or animal or figure, all right? The outward. And then it goes on. The way of which things can exist. That's where we're going with this. The way in which things exist. The earth didn't have seasons in the beginning. The earth didn't have trees in the beginning. The earth didn't have none of those things. All these things was inside the earth. Just like all these things are inside of you, all these spiritual gifts is inside of you. But until you, he called the light to come forth and to bring form into order into your being, these things won't reproduce itself. Or if they do, it's going to come up like weeds and it's going to be all over the place. He say, the way in which things exist, acts, or manifest itself. The essential or ideal nature of something. So he told us the earth was without an idea, nature, any of that. It was basically dead. And he brought it to life. He gave it life. Just like he do us. Watch this. The essential or ideal nature of something, especially in distinguished from its matter of material being, a kind, type, variety. You see, in botany, a subdivision of a variety of usual different in one trivial characteristics such as flower colors, a method of arrangement or a manner of coordination, elements in verbal and musical composition. All this wasn't there, and the Lord gave the earth this. Gave it music. Yeah, I guess you would hear it if you listen to the trees and you listen to the leaves. You hear it. So the earth was without form and void, right? So he gave the earth laws and statutes. You see? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and read that 2 again.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved the waters.
Okay. Well, now he said it was void. What do void mean? What is a void? You see, this is that thing you got to be conscious of. It says, well, the spiritual definition of void is this, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 28. It says, for they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. So he said the earth was without understanding and no counsel. So he gave the earth understanding and counsel when he said, let there be light. He gave the earth counsel when he said, let there be light. This is that thing. Let's look at this word void, because we got to be conscious of that too. He said the earth was without void. The earth was without form and void. And void. So when he look at us, we the same thing. Before we met God, you was without form. You didn't believe in the Sabbath days. You didn't have no conscience of what the Sabbath day meant and the form they would shape before you. You know, who knew that the Passover would take a shape into being about the Christ giving his life for us and that lamb? Who knew that the Pentecost would represent the first resurrection? Who knew that the end gathering would be the great white throne judgment? Because all those things took form once he gave us counsel. But before then, we were without counsel, and we was void of those things, you see. He's talking to us as though he dealt with us from the beginning. He said, I'm God, and I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Once again, look at this definition for void. Void. Containing no matter, empty. So the earth was empty. It didn't have no structure, no Sabbaths, no seasons, no light, no darkness. I mean, well, it was darkness. No law. No order. No wind directions, nothing. It says this, containing no matter, empty, not occupied. Well, that, yeah, right, okay. Ineffective, having no legal force or validity. The earth, remember now we read in Proverbs chapter 6 and 23 that the law is light, but the earth was without legal validity. That means that the earth was without law. Right. There's no such thing as seasons. That's law. All those things have to be given it. I'm not saying he gave it to it when he created the earth. He wrote all those things for the earth, so when he created the earth, those things would exist. Having no legal force or validity, it says, it says, without content, law, legal, binding, so forth, such as a house, office, position, and occupant, unoccupied. Okay, well, we get the idea. So the thing is that the earth was without law, legal validity, and that's what it is. And we found out that the earth is law, right? So, let's go to Deuteronomy. No, we read that already. Let's go. I don't want to read that. Really dumb. Okay, well, let's go to Job. Right? No. Get that. I don't want to go there yet. Let's go back into Genesis. Go back to Genesis 1. Let's go back there. Go back to Genesis 1 and pick it up at 2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Stop. So now we see that the earth was without face and a form of void. See, this is how we be looking at people that don't know God. And they be, and when somebody's eating like a big head, a pig, you looking at them like you completely void. You in darkness. If you can eat that thing, you in darkness. You a void. And it's an unconscious response. It's like it's almost inevitable that when you look at someone that's doing something like that, you're saying, you just said, you are void of counsel. The only way you can eat a pig, maul, or balls is that you are void of counsel. The only way you can eat pig guts is that you're void of counsel. And when we see that, we look at them like you are void of counsel. We look at them like you out of, you don't have, what's, you know, like something is definitely missing. And then we try to give it to them, you know, in our own ways and not. But the point being is that that's what it looked like. That's what the face of void and no form looked like when somebody is out here. Say, it's like looking at a so-called African-American dressed up as a leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day. That's void in, of counsel. You see, this is that thing. This is what we're talking about. And he said, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, right? This is another thing we got to look at, darkness. What is this darkness that we're doing? Let's look up the word darkness. Then we'll know what part of this darkness that he's talking about. Because there's another darkness he mentioned again in verse 5. But we're not dealing with that yet. We're dealing with this darkness. It says, lacking or having very little light. Okay, lacking brightness, dark, unknown, unconcealed, unknown, concealed, lacking enlightenment, knowledge, or culture. So when you're looking at a so-called African-American man, you're looking at someone that's dressed up like a leprechaun. You say he's lacking culture. That's the first thing when we judge him, it's not like you judge him. It's just that thing just going through your mind like, yeah, that's void of counsel. Lacking culture right here. So when we see this, this is what you're looking at when you run into people that don't know God. They got this same face. Every last one of them. And it don't matter how it look. They all got the same look when you point it out. So, say, for instance, somebody eating pork right in front of you. And they say they believe in God. And then you just point it out right then and there. You show them that pork is unclean. And if that God is going to do things for people that do that, then you see the spirit that's on them, you'll see it immediately. Same thing when someone is celebrating Christmas at that time of the season, and you show in the Bible that God is against Christmas. And then you see the same reflection, the same spirit, that same without form, void, and darkness. Unenlightened. They were unenlightened people. They are unenlightened. They don't know God. Like we didn't. We didn't know God. You see, this is that thing. So he had to reveal us until we found out about him. We was about form and void, and darkness was on our faces. We didn't know anything about the Sabbath days, the resurrection, you know, or the coming, or even being an Israelite. Who knew? But this is that thing. He said, darkness is upon the face of the deep. What do you mean, the face of the deep? And the Spirit of God move upon the waters. Go to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17. When you Revelation 17 and 1, when you receive it, read. You got it? Excellent. You got it? You there? Well, apparently something happened to Excellent.
No.
Oh, there you go. You good?
Yes, all right.
Well, Revelation 17 and 1, when you receive it, read.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of the fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having the golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of fornication. And upon her head was the name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great Mother, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee at the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that sawest was, beast that thou sawest was and is not.
Hold up. Okay, verse 1, it says, the whore that sits upon many waters, right? Yeah. That's the question. And he said this, and then you see that this whore has made everybody drunk. We ain't getting off into that, but it's a form of not having your right mind. So, obviously, you are void in darkness. This will be here. This is all of us. Everybody have came from this darkness in one way or another. All of us got to come out of darkness because that's the law. Adam called it. He said, your name is going to be Eve because you're the beginning of all living. Why? Because everybody come from what? Darkness. You got to come from the dark into the light, right? So he said, there were seven angels which had seven vows and talk with me, seven saying unto me, come hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the seven of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. All right? Now, skip down to verse, 15.
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest were the whore, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations. And the ten horns.
Your phone is starting to break up. He said, but the woman which thou saw where the whore sitteth are the, he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So the Lord said, this represents all the world, every one of us. All of us. He said, and he, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. What? All the nations and people. And he said, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Why? All of us is here is in darkness as long as we're performing anything up under her. This is that thing. So darkness would have to be on us. In our minds to even participate with her, and we have. So it's not like we haven't. It's not like we don't know what this is. What this is right here, and it's not like we're supposed to be sending judgment of everybody that's still caught up in this darkness just because the God of Israel had mercy upon us to call us out. This is that thing. So the Spirit of God moves upon people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And then once he do that, then what? Go back to Genesis chapter 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 1, and pick it up at 2 and read 3.
And the earth was herself was without form, and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Now, this is what it is. Now, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, which would be all nations and tongues and people. This is what he do. And then he'll give his commandment, let there be light. That's why we having this conversation, because he turned us on. He ignited our mind. The only reason why we even here listening right now is because he said to us, let there be light. This is the only reason why we even having this conversation, because he turned us on. He lit our minds up. Let there be light. This is why we do. This is why we even in the Word of God researching his thoughts, because he gave us the mind to want to be a part of the light and no longer the darkness. What do you mean? Go to John 1 and 1. John 1 and 1. When you receive it, read.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man.
See, that's it. He is the light. He's the law. He said, let there be light. And darkness can't comprehend these things that we actually dealing with. This even goes as far as your teachers, your professors, even physicians. They can't comprehend the things that you're reading and seeing in the Word of God because it wasn't given to them. They're part of the darkness, even though they may be very well educated and astute beings. And astute, period. But this isn't given to them, and their counsel, just like he said, the woman sits upon nations, man. That means that there are kings that's in darkness. Other things that you know. There are kings and queens and great names in this world that have no idea of the things that you are taking part in. And so they rather believe that there is no God because he hasn't revealed himself to them. But this is what he do. Darkness is upon the face of the deep. He said, no, the earth is without form and void, and darkness is upon your face, and it's deep. That darkness is deep. Think about it. You think about all the stuff that you did before you came into the world. You realize you was in a deep pile of sin. You steep in sin. All in sin. This is that thing. Let's go in. Keep reading.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. There was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the Lord knew him not.
See that? That's darkness. That's the darkness. That's without being formed. That's being void of counsel and knowledge. You're standing before the God of heaven and earth, and you don't even know you're in front of the God of heaven and earth. That's void of counsel. That's that thing. And that was that true light, which light of every man that cometh into the world, right? Okay. And he said this, he said, now this thing now, this, what do you mean that light every man that cometh to the world? But then he said this, he said, now darkness can't comprehend this. Without the commandment, let there be light, it's impossible for any man to ever conceive the things that belong to God. Because they haven't been ignited. They haven't been set on fire. Their mind hasn't been turned on. They're still in darkness. They're still in darkness. Let's go to Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33. Job 33. And let's pick it up at verse I want to say 18, but I want to pick it up when he's talking to me. Job 33. Yeah, let's pick it up a little higher. Let's go into 14. Job 33 and 14.
You said, which one?
33 and 14.
But God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumberings upon the bed.
Stop. Then he said, for God speaketh once, twice, and yet man perceiveth it not. But God is light. And darkness comprehended it not. There it is. There it is. Darkness comprehended it not. This is that thing. So he's talking to us. And he's saying, he speaks once, twice, and yet man don't perceive it. This is that thing. He said he came to his own and his own received him not. He's the light of the world. And he said, and the Spirit of God move upon the waters. And the waters was dark and void of counsel. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. What? Keep reading.
Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide.
See, man's purpose is to kill himself. Man's purpose is to kill himself, to commit suicide. Ask Adam. Well, ask yourself that. You know, just by our actions alone, by the way we eat. You know, we can tell we're not listening to God. Just by our diet, we know who's listening to God and who isn't. This is that thing. Read on.
That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed and the multitude of his bones with strong pains, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yet his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among thousands to shew unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom.
What? He found the ransom. See, that's the blood. That's the Christ. That's the sacrifice. See, this person here, he's spiritually dead, and he's on his way to the dead. And he said, if there be a messenger, an interpreter of what? The word of God that can bring light to this person. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going into the pit. I found a ransom. What is the ransom? That's the blood. That's the Christ. How did he get to this? Remember now, he's moved upon the face of the deep. Read on.
His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon man, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right and profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light.
Stop. See, that's it. See, the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the deep. the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And if any say, you see that? If any say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right and it profited me not, he would deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. That's when he said, let there be light. But what triggers that is this, repentance and accountability. Repentance and accountability. He said, if any man say, I have sinned, repentance, and perverted that which is right, accountability, and it profit me not, repentance, contrary spirit, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. This is the same thing he said. That's a law. This is how he operates. He wrote that in the beginning, that this is how he would search man. He wrote that there so that he would let us know that we would have no reason to be lifted up because we all came from dark. And just like I said once, I said a thousand times, when we get off into the botany part of the creation, you start seeing the trees, right? You got a whole grove of trees, all of them were planted at the exact same time, yet you got different growth spurts. Not everybody going to receive the word, and not everybody going to see the word the same way, and not everybody going to get the same measure, and not everyone is going to grow the same. Some people think, you know, automatically, because you've been in the word for X amount of years, that you're supposed to know this and that and the other, right up to the point you start getting into the book, and then all of a sudden they don't want to deal with the book and just want to run their mouth. And when somebody wants to just run their mouth, then they don't want to deal with the book. They're above the book. You don't want to deal with nobody like that. You don't want to deal with nobody that can't hear the law. Because the book tells you that they ain't trying to hear the law. That's pride, man. When you got people that are supersede the law, it's time for you to close the book. Because one is, that person is trying to commit suicide. And you being your brother's keeper, sometimes it's good to just close the book before they mess around and commit suicide before God. But he said this, and he look up upon man, and any should say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right, and it profits me not. Just like we read in Revelation chapter 17, he said he do this with everybody. That's why you don't have lineages in Genesis chapter 1. You don't have lineages there. You don't have Hebrew Israelite or Gentiles or Sem or Ham, none of that there in that one. He said, the Spirit of God move upon the nations. If any should say, I have sinned among the nations. Go to 1 Kings chapter 8. 1 Kings chapter 8. And pick it up at verse 41. No. Pick it up at, let me see.
Eight and thirty-seven.
What book?
What was that?
Oh, yeah, First Kings. First Kings, chapter 8:37.
If there be land, if there be in the land famine,
If there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness, there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel.
No. Read that 38 again, just a little bit slower.
What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, by any man or by all thy people.
By who?
By any man.
By any man. That's why he said the Spirit of God move upon the nations and the peoples and the tongues because he listening. Remember now he said if any should say, I have sinned and perverted that which is good. And it profited me not. He didn't say Israelite. First he said, if any man should pray, any man, and then he said, and of thy people. Now read that again.
What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands towards his house.
Continue.
Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou, only knowest the hearts of all the children of men.
See that? See, he don't want to see if a man rethink himself. It don't matter who you are. You could be Asian, African, Black, Hebrew, whatever. You know what I mean? You can be whatever. If you repent to the God of Israel and say, I want to keep your Sabbath days and those things that belong to you, then I'm okay with that. Then the God of Israel will bring you near. He will bring you very near. He said, if any man, he said, for thou knowest the hearts of all the children of man, only, even thou only know all, so, he the only one that can read the minds of everybody on the planet. Even a gods can't read their minds. In fact, they even teach their gods can't read their minds because they try to say that the devil can read your mind. And he can't. He can't read your mind. Or this word only when it exists in verse 39. So this person or this face of the deep, this person is crying from darkness, man. This is what the Lord said. The Spirit of God, he said, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. So this person is calling from the deep darkness of their being, out of darkness, calling up to the God of Israel, that's the God of light, for forgiveness, for guidance, for restoration. He wrote all that there. And we in our own minds want to sit and say, you know, we're going to put him in a box. We're going to put him in a box. The God of Israel that created every thought patterns. You know, this is why I say, you know, that, you know, the Big Bang Theory is the worst thing could ever. I don't even have anybody with reasonable thought of consciousness could even go along with a Big Bang Theory because it's contrary to everything that has reason. And if you're a reasonable person, you already know that that is without reasoning.
So what verse am I on?
Right now, you're going to continue at verse 40.
Good be all the days that they live in the land which thou gave us unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out a far country for thy name's sake, they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray towards his house.
Is thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that he stranger, he and do according to all that the stranger calleth to before, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee as to thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name.
Stop. So he says this, he said, now as far as a stranger, that could be anyone from Asian or African to anybody else other than the children of Israel. And they're going to hear about God, and they're going to hear what God is doing with Israel and so forth and things like that, and they're going to want to know more. They want to be a part of that. And, you know, they're going to want to be forgiven. And so they're being drawn because God has heard them. He heard them. He said, and he should say, I perverted that which is right. He didn't say my people. He said, any, that's an absolute. And then we see here that Solomon understood this any. That's what he meant by that. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, and darkness was upon the face of the people. Now watch this. I'm going to read this other part of darkness. All right? The other part of darkness is this, evil in nature, sinister, morally corrupt, vicious, wicked, evil. So people are going to rethink themselves that they've been wicked and evil. And they're going to approach God, and they're going to ask God to forgive them. And God is. He will. He's going to forgive them. Because according to what we just got through reading, by law that he created from the beginning, he has to. Because the Spirit of God move upon the face of the deep, and if any should say, I have sinned, he will have mercy on them. If they rethink themselves. That's what the book said. Rethink themselves. And it didn't matter if they were just Israelites or strangers. It meant the whole thing. And that's where we are. We got to be conscious of that. You see, so this darkness that we're asking God to deliver us from is our wickedness that we're in. Our sins that we're in. That's why he said, behold, I signed a ransom, and his flesh shall be as a baby. Why? Because a baby has no sins. He's been washed. He's been forgiven. All his sins have been forgiven. If there's an interpreter that can show this man his mercy, one among a thousand, if there's one among a thousand that can show this man his mercy, that he lives, then he will. This is that thing. Amen. Let's go back into Genesis chapter 1. Pick it up at the 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Okay. So, and he said, the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, notice this. All this is written before there was even a day that he would have in his heart that he would be having mercy on those that don't know him. Of course. This is him. This is that thing. So, we're going to hold this right here, And we're going to get back to the other part of this, because now he said, let there be light, right? So we want to get into this light part. Because now we see the light part, this is also manifest. This is also manifold here. No, we're not going to do that. Let's got to go back to Job, because we got to finish that up, right? Go back to Job 33. Because remember now, Job 33 and what are we?
33 and 14.
No, we ain't going that far. Let's just let's pick it up at verse 27. No, pick it up at 23.
If there be a passenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to shew unto man his uprightness, that he is gracious unto him. And said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see with his face with the joy. For he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon man. And if any say, I have sinned and perverted, That which right and profiting not, how he would deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God of 10 times with man, to bring back his soul from the pit to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, for hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me, speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee the wisdom. And I shall
teach thee what?
Wisdom.
Sometimes, man, it just be good. Just be quiet. Don't say I'm being quiet, because you're not, because if you got to say it, that means you run in your mouth. Nope, just be quiet. Just be quiet. That's all. And he said this, and he said, hearken. He said, lo, all these things, verse 29, lo, all these things God work oftentimes with men to bring his soul back from the pit to be enlightened with the light of the living. Now, remember now, Job was talking to three other brothers here. Now watch this. Look at what he's talking about here. Let me see if I can get these brothers' location right quick. Yeah. Job, go to chapter 2 and verse 11. Job 2 and 11. We receive a read.
Job 2 and 11?
Yeah.
Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came everyone from his own place, Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Namathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him.
Stop. None of them is Israelites. They're strangers. They're all strangers. They're strangers. These aren't Hebrew Israelites. They're from different parts of the world. Why the God of Israel is allowing us to hear this conversation? Because the kingdom isn't built on lineage. The kingdom is built on righteousness. And remember now, once again, he said, if any should say, well, these three brothers here aren't Israelites. That fulfills the law in Kings chapter 8, if any man should call upon me. And he said, I would teach thee. It don't matter where you're from or who you are, I'll teach you. If you want to know, I'll teach you. Not for you to know to be, because he already read, he read our minds. He said, I'm not to teach you so you can go and beat up people. I'm going to teach you so you can manifest my face. So, this is that thing, brothers and sisters. Now let's go back to that Genesis chapter 1. And let's read down to the 4. And when you receive it, read. You get it?
What verse?
Yeah, Genesis 1 and 4. Genesis 1 and 1, and read to the 4.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
You see here, you see that now in verse 4, now, first you see, he said, let there be light. We read in the scriptures that light represented law and order. We also picked up that darkness could represent wickedness. And then we see here in verse 4, judgment from that which is good and what's wicked. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. That's judgment. We'll pick this up, God, when we live next weekend, man. So that being said, we want to keep my sister in prayer. She's still dealing with this corona bug, and we're hoping that everything go well. And keep praying. You know, that she recover. And God have mercy, you know, on her. And that he remember to have mercy on her. Amen. So, you know, we're just going to say, hey, Shabbat Shalom, and God willing, we live, man. We can hopefully this time next week we can have a great testimony of everything going well. And you know, like I said, keep lifting each other up in prayer, and definitely lift up our little sister in prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. So, that being, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm just saying grace and peace. Excellent lesson. I'll be brief. Good reading, Brother Asselin. You know, much grace and peace to the family. I know they're going through trial and tribulation, but the Lord won't put us through anything that we can handle. And he stretches his arm out to us. And I know the fact of the matter, when he say come and see, he's stretching his arm out to us so we can come and see all the great work that he's done. So I see that every Sabbath day. I hope we see that to the very end. And great lesson, brother. Good reading. Young man, love the family. And with that, I close.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Is there anything else? Okay. All right. Well, then we're going to wrap it up, and I'll call you your sister Joanna today, her birthday. And I talk to you guys at a time appointed, everyone. We just want to say, I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock a.m. with Rob Christensen, with his with visible secrets and invisible powers. You want to be here for that. He got us a doozy, amen. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, the sounds of living waters, read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles.
Shalom.
Shalom. Grace and peace.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, radio show. Sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, radio show. Sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Okay.